Morning, everyone. Yeah, if you haven't been to English service before, you might not have seen that I use a stand on a stand. So it's a little low for me sometimes. But yeah, good job with the Bible reading. Much appreciated. Okay, so welcome this morning, children. Today, I want to start by introducing you to my children. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Joe, I've already met your kids. I know who Jetty is. I know who Nessie is. You've had Jetty for nearly 4 years, and you've had Nessie for almost half a year, right? Oops. Certainly, you'd be right. And I must say, I love my firstborn and secondborn children very dearly. But these children that I'm talking about, I just adopted the other day right out there in front of church. So do you want to meet them? Yes, okay, great. So I'll begin passing them around to you. I'll just say be gentle and just use the flashlight to look inside the bottle, okay? Don't shine it in other people's eyes, okay? Can anyone tell me what they are? They like to hide in the dirt a little bit. What do you think? No, not worms. Yeah. Ants. Yeah, they're ants. Yeah. I adopted them right outside. Can you believe it? So, it's a bit hard to tell where they are. They like to hide, like I said, and they all look very similar. It's hard to tell them apart, but if you look very closely, you might be able to see Antony and Antonella and Marco Antonio and Antelope and Antgela, Antarctica, Antlantis, Antwerp, Antdromeda, Antoinette, Antastasia, and last but not least, Antennae. So what do you guys think? Are these good children? Some say yes, some say no. Why aren't they good children? Because they're ants. What? Maybe they would bite. I'm not too sure. Do you guys bite sometimes? I don't know. Yeah, they do eat food. I put some honey in there for them to eat. That's how I got them in the bottle in the first place, with honey. Yeah. Yeah, for me, I love how they just like scurry around and how they're like me in so many ways, you know? So they have like a body, like I have a body, and they have legs like I have legs, right? And they have, you know, eyes and a mouth like I have eyes and a mouth. We're pretty similar, don't you think? No? Not similar. How would you say we're different? Yeah? Okay, yeah, okay, that's true. They don't have bones. That's right, exoskeleton. Yeah. Okay, yeah, they are black. Yeah, I'm, yeah. Oh, they are really small. That's, don't shake the box. They're my children, be gentle, please. They are strong, that is one thing about ants. Yeah. Oh, that's true, we do have a different amount of legs. Yeah, okay, one more, and then we'll, yeah. Most other people wouldn't be able to step on my head and kill me. That's true. Yeah. Okay, so I admit we are kind of different. Yeah. You know, if you think I'm being a little bit odd, you know, claiming that these ants are my adopted children, I just want us to think about what it might be like between us and God, right? If God adopts us as children. So just think about what God is like. What's God like? Yeah, God's really big, right? You know, he's bigger than the world. He's bigger than the whole universe even, right? What else is God like? Yeah, really powerful, so he's strong. Yeah. What's one more thing that you can think of? Yeah. What's that? Better than us. Yeah, so he's perfect even, right? You know, he's righteous is a word that we use sometimes from the Bible, right? So he's perfectly good. Hey, Jedi, you want to, how about you sit, look for the ants? Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So he's perfectly good and perfectly right all the time, right? So compared to God, you know, we're kind of like little ants, right? You know, even smaller than that, like way smaller compared to how big God is. So do we normally care about ants? Like every day, do you like think, you wake up thinking about where are all the ants around me or anything like that? No? Yeah, normally I don't really care about ants very much. I don't even notice them most of the time, right? So if we don't bother to notice ants, and we're so small compared to how big God is, why would God bother to notice us, right? And on top of that, God is so perfect and good and righteous. You know, if we think ants are like kind of icky, you know, just because they're like a little dirty, think about how icky God should think we are because of all the bad things that we do compared to how good and perfect he is. If sometimes I want to squish ants or like spray them with bug spray just because they're different from me, they're where they don't belong in my house or something, and I think they're crawly and yucky, wouldn't you think that God would want to squish us for being small and yucky too? Yeah, I wonder about that. But if we think about what we know from the Bible, God isn't like that, right? You know, God doesn't want to squish us. So just like how I adopted these little ants and gave them names, God adopts us as his children, right? Before he even made the world, God had a plan to make you his child. In the same way, even, that Jesus is his son. So that's pretty amazing. So no matter how small we are compared to God, or how insignificant we might feel, how unimportant we might feel sometimes, we can trust that God loves us deeply, that he knows each of us, and that he cares for us, right? Can we really trust that that's true? Well, God tells us in the Bible, so like you guys read at the beginning from Ephesians chapter 1, what did it say? God chose us to belong to Christ before the world was created. He chose us to be holy and without blame in his eyes. He loved us, so he decided long ago to adopt us. He adopted us as his children with all the rights that children have, right? And he did it because of what Jesus has done. And it pleased God to do it, right? So guys, come back. I know Rubik's Cubes are really interesting, huh? But this is interesting too, okay? That means, what does that verse mean, huh? God had you in mind long before you were even born, long before the world was even made, right? And just like I chose to adopt, you know, Antony and Antonella and all the other ant friends, right? God chose us to be a part of his big family, right? But you might be thinking, how can that be, right? No matter how much I say my little ants are my children, are they ever going to turn into little people? Okay, you guys, I'm going to ask someone here. No matter how much I want my ants to turn into people, are they going to turn into people? No, right? They're just going to stay ants, right? No matter how much I say their children, like Nessie and Jedi are my children, they're never going to like really be my children, right? Like Jedi and Nessie, they were born from their mommy and me, right? A fancy word we read in the Bible is that they're begotten of us, right? Have you heard that word before, begotten before? It means to be born of, right? So you are begotten of your parents. You're born from your parents, right? So the Bible says that Jesus is begotten of God the Father, meaning that Jesus is like from the same stuff that God the Father is, from the same essence of God the Father. Right? So, but for us, do you guys remember all the way back in Genesis? What does it say that Adam is made out of? What does God make Adam out of? I heard it. Dust, right? Yeah, dust and dirt. So that's different from what God is, right? So originally we weren't born from God like children. We were made, right? We were made in the kind of way that you might like make a cake or make a statue. We are made from different stuff than what God is made out of, right? Different stuff from God. Not that God is made, right? But anyway, God wants to change that. Do you know? Like, it would be like actually making my little ants into little people. Can you imagine that really happening? Like the same way he wants to make us his children, the way that Jesus is his son. So yes, this passage, it says adopt, as in like just changing our title and not necessarily changing us. But if we look elsewhere in the New Testament, in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about Jesus being like a new Adam for Christians, a new beginning for Christians. Jesus being the firstborn of a whole new line of humans, a whole new line for humanity. Us, as Christians, being reborn out of the same stuff that Jesus is, right? So when God says that he'll make us his children, it's not that he's just calling us children, right? It's that he's really making us his children in the same way that Jesus is his son, right? So that's pretty cool, I think. So the passage says that God will do all of this because of what Jesus did for us. So Jesus, even though he's God, he came down to live as a human. And he did that to help make us confident that God really knows what it's like to be a human, and so that he could do what's otherwise impossible for us to do, you know, to live a perfect life and to have a perfect relationship with God the Father, right? So because Jesus never did anything bad or never did anything wrong, and he has this perfect relationship with God the Father, he was able to choose to be punished for all of the bad things that we do instead of us being punished, right? And in doing that, he becomes this bridge that connects us to God, where we can love God and we can be loved by God, and where we can really be his children, like the passage is talking about. So all we need to do is what? We need to like accept Jesus into our heart, you know, all of those things that we talk about. We need to choose to walk across that bridge and ask Jesus to fix our relationship with God. So what does that mean? You know, as Christians, that means that we're part of God's big family, and being part of God's family is this like really special thing. It means that we get to call God our Father, and we become brothers and sisters with the other Christians around us, right? Everyone else who believes in Jesus. And it means that we don't need to do anything to earn God's love from us. And when we are loved like that from God, when God loves us so much, Jesus asks us to love other people in the same way too. So if you think about my little ants, they're there now. You know, they might say something like, oh, wow, Joe gave us this knife-safe bottle to live in, and even if other children shake it, they're still okay. he gave us all this honey to eat. You know, I couldn't possibly eat all of this good honey by myself. I want to share it with all my other ant friends and invite them to come live with us too. So for us, God loving us so much means that we can do things like, you know, be kind to other people and help our friends and show love to our families. And we can even love people who aren't so easy to love sometimes, right? Because we have so much extra love from God that he's given us. And that all has to do with our lives now, right? But then in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, it talks about there being a special future for God's family as well. So it's not just about what's happening now, it's also about what will happen in the future. So it's a bit complicated how it says it, but it says that God has a plan to bring everything together under Christ. So that means that one day, everything that's bad or that's sad or that's broken or wrong in the world, God will fix it, right? And then heaven and earth will come together, and then God will be in charge of it all, right? God wants us to be there with him, living with him in that perfect world forever, right? So everything that God does, it moves us closer to that day, and God invites us to work with him to make it happen, right? So God doesn't need us to make it happen, but he invites us along to do the good things that he does. Oh, yeah. Good job, Jetty. Saving your brothers and sisters. Just turn off the light. Yes. So we can remember that we're part of something much bigger, right? We're part of this huge plan that God has. God's family and his plan to fix the world. Just think that the creator of the whole universe has a special role just for you in this grand plan that he has. That's how important you are to him, right? So how do we do a good job working together with God to bring about, you know, this good plan for the world, right? It means that we need to center our whole lives around loving God and loving other people, where we show kindness and where we spread joy, where we tell others about Jesus. Every good thing we do, every kind word we say, it's part of God's plan to make this world a better place, right? Just think, like, what would the world be like if, you know, everyone was part of God's family? You know, there'd be, you know, so much more love and kindness and joy, right? We may not be able to make the world this perfect place all on our own, right? But we can start with, like, our little corner of it, right? You know, we can start with our family or our friends or our school, our church. And with all those little reflections of heaven, you know, what God will do completely in the future, it will help other people see what God has in store and, like, bring them, call them into God's family, right? Okay, so all of this together, right? Let's pray saying thank you to God for doing all these things that he's done for us, saying thank you for what he's calling us to do, partnering with him. We're going to pray, Jetty, okay? Later, okay? Yeah, and saying thank you for what he'll be doing in the future, okay? Are you guys ready? Let's pray together. Okay. Lord, we just thank you for this day. Again, we thank you for all the ways that you love us. Even though we don't deserve it, even though we are so small and so icky sometimes, and compared to you, you are so perfect and good. We praise you for how you love us and how you change and transform us to be more and more like Jesus just by asking for Jesus' help. We thank you for how you forgive us. We thank you for your desire to fix this world, to fix us, and to fix all of your creation. We pray that we can be thankful for how you've called us into your family. We pray that we can trust in your goodness and remember that you love us as your children. Even when life gets hard and even when we feel discouraged, we pray that we can always remember that you love us deeply. And yeah, for that, we are just very thankful, Lord. All of these things we pray in Jesus' name.